Dan Friedel.
This is VOA News. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. Italy Saturday became the latest country to announce it was pausing its funding for the UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees in Gaza, known as UNRWA, in light of allegations that some of the UNRWA staff members may have participated in the October 7th attack on Israel. Australia, Canada, and the United Nations have also announced they're halting their funding due to the allegations. The agency said Friday it had fired those staff members alleged to have been involved and opened an investigation. Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner reports.
Philippe Lazzarini, the Commissioner General of UNRWA, did not disclose the number of employees allegedly involved in the attacks, nor the nature of their alleged involvement. But he did say that any UNRWA employee who was involved in acts of terror would be held accountable, including through criminal prosecution. The U.S. State Department said it was extremely troubled by the allegations, which it said pertained to 12 UNRWA employees. It also said it would provide no additional funding to the agency until the allegations were addressed. UNRWA, established in 1949 following the first Arab-Israeli War, has provided aid and used its facilities to shelter people fleeing bombardment and a ground offensive launched by Israel in Gaza following the October 7th attacks, in which Israel says 1,200 people were killed and 240 taken hostage. Some Israeli officials, including Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, have accused the agency of fueling anti-Israeli incitement, allegations it denies.
That's Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner reporting. The U.S. Central Command said early Saturday its forces struck an anti-ship missile installation it said was in Houthi-held territory in Yemen and aimed into the Red Sea and was prepared to launch. In a post on X, the website formerly known as Twitter, CENTCOM said U.S. forces destroyed the missile in self-defense after it determined the missile in Houthi-controlled areas presented an imminent threat to merchant vessels and U.S. Navy ships in the region. This is VOA News. The Biden administration has approved the sale of F-16 fighters to Turkey following the Turkish government's ratification this week of Sweden's membership to NATO. VOA's Tommy McNeil has details.
A U.S. official says the State Department notified Congress of its approval of the sale, along with a companion sale of advanced F-35 fighter jets to Greece late Friday. The move came just hours after Turkey deposited its instrument of ratification for Sweden's accession to the alliance. NATO ally Turkey has long sought to upgrade its F-16 fleet and had made its ratification of Sweden's membership contingent on the approval of the sale of 40 new planes. The Biden administration had long supported the sale, but several lawmakers had expressed objections. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Nations around the world are set to mark International Holocaust Remembrance Day Saturday, which commemorates the killing of 6 million Jews and many other groups by the Nazis and their collaborators in Germany during World War II. In a video address released Saturday, German Chancellor Olaf Scholz called for continued fight against racism and anti-Semitism as he shared a message on Holocaust Remembrance Day Saturday. Scholz said, "Our responsibility for this crime against humanity committed by Germans remains. That's why our democracy is based on a central commitment, never again." The chancellor praised numerous large demonstrations held against right-wing extremism in recent days and weeks in the country and called for the fight against anti-Semitism and misanthropy to continue. Speaking to reporters Friday, White House spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre quoted President Joe Biden, who said the need to remember the Holocaust is as pressing as ever.
"Since October 7th, we have witnessed an alarming rise of despicable anti-Semitism at home and abroad, which must continue to be met with our unequivocal condemnation."
Fellow passengers are supporting a man who opened an emergency exit and walked out on a plane's wing as it was parked and awaiting takeoff at a Mexico airport this week. Associated Press correspondent Norman Hall reports.
One of the dozens of passengers stuck on a plane at Mexico City International Airport faces legal troubles for taking matters into his own hands to get relief. The flight, bound for Guatemala, had been delayed due to a maintenance issue. That's when the unidentified man opened an emergency door and stepped out on a wing for a while. The man was detained, but dozens of passengers signed a written copy of a statement saying the airline made them wait 4 hours without ventilation or water. Their statement says the passengers saved their lives. I'm Norman Hall.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events 24 hours a day at our website, voanews.com. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.